following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Mike Will from the Courtyard Marriott, here in the heart of Indianapolis, just across the street here, or within a short walking distance of Lucas Oil Stadium, site of the 2012 Big Ten Championship game between Nebraska and Wisconsin tomorrow night, 7:15 kickoff. It'll be shown on Fox. Gus Johnson and Charles Davis will have the call. Tonight it is the Pac-12 Championship game between UCLA and Stanford. And coming up in just moments here, we'll give you a chance to go up against Mike and myself in Pigskin Pick'em, where we've got $60 in gift cards on the line from Cunningham's. Plus, we'll get you in to win the 70-inch HD TV and Super Bowl party from Cunningham's and Russell's Appliance. So get you in on some how's your Pick'em been going this year, Michael?
Well, I've been both hot and cold. I've heard Jimmy Langan's picks here the past couple of weeks. He's been pretty good, hasn't he?
Well, how about your Jimmy? Jimmy P, who you're always doing ball games with.
I've blown him off. His picking abilities are not very good.
Well,
you know how that goes.
I am not surprised. I'll tell you what, though, you're always going to make a good choice when you go to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend on Highway 30 in Kearney. The Big Ten Championship is meaning it's time to tailgate and tailgate all day Saturday. Troutman's has summer sausage, snack sticks, different cheeses, barbecue beans, smoked turkey breasts. It all goes along with that great spread, kit of meat and cheese tray. If you're going to watch the game with some of the friends and family tomorrow, get that meat and cheese tray. You will be the hit of the party. And they have USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, quality steaks, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. I keep telling you, folks, if you came in for Thanksgiving, you know how good it was if you got those turkeys and hams. And you can do that for Christmas. Reserve your smoked turkeys, prime ribs, plus seasonings, gift cards in any amount. That would be a great present for the person that seems to have everything. I don't know what to get this guy or this gal, mostly guy, on this. I don't know what to get him. Socks? No, you get him, don't get him a tie. You get him a gift card to Troutman's because they are going to enjoy it. Don't mess it up. If you're going to take the time to prepare the food, have the best. Troutman's Quality Meats, ready for the Big Ten Championship with tailgate Saturday, summer sausage, cheeses, beans, turkeys, anything you want, it's there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Michael. I'm ready to go to lunch now.
You could have brought some sausage along and stuck it in your suitcase yesterday. We could have stood somewhere at the airport.
I don't think it would have fit in the overhead on the second plane.
Oh, jeez. We haven't got into that yet. Doug had his suitcase confiscated because the plane was so small.
We're rookies. That's all there is to it.
It was so small. The plane was so small, his bag didn't fit into our overhead, so you got it confiscated. I thought you were going to be like thrown off of the plane. I was sitting there by myself. I thought, certainly, Doug, didn't get thrown off of the plane. What am I going to do?
You were just looking for row 19 on an 18-row plane. That's all there is to it. Let's do Troutman. Let's do our pigskin pick'em for this Friday. If you have not went up against us on the show in our college football selections this year, you're eligible, and the number is 888-455-ESPN. That is 888-455-3776 888-455-ESPN. You'll go up against us in Pigskin Pick'em. Here is the trivia question. The winner of this game will go to the Rose Bowl. Who won the first ever Rose Bowl game? First correct caller goes up against us in Pigskin Pick'em. 888-455-3776. Who won the first ever Rose Bowl game? Call now.
Put on your to-do list for your farm this winter an inventory of equipment you need to replace, and then go to Stadler Implement in Minden. They have stock tanks, a good selection of transfer augers, and a line of Mayrath, Batco, and Wheatheart augers in all sizes. Plan ahead for the springtime with their Kinsey planter parts. Stadler Implement has Kinsey meter calibration for planters, too. Stop by Stadler Implement in Minden. They're located just east of Pioneer Village.
All All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Supply and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
The Badgers welcomed the Huskers into the Big Ten last year with a 48-17 bashing at Camp Randall. This year, the Huskers took a thriller 30-27, marked by crazy uniforms and a stunning come-from-behind win. But that was all made-up rivalry stuff. Saturday, it's a real run for the roses. And Platte River Radio Sports Directors Doug Duda and Mike Will jet to Indy for special shows Friday and game day with extra coverage and interviews where Big Ten champions are crowned. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Then pick up Husker Sports Network game day coverage on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
Sunny skies for the forecast area for your Friday. We'll have winds turning to the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a high of 60. Tonight's skies becoming partly cloudy and a low of 30. I'm Andy Thaluber.
Right now, 37.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's EF Radio Station. Happy along, Doug Duda, Mike Wilton here. We're ready for Thanksgiving pick. And we'll be talking with our buddy Andy Midway here in just a little bit. So first off, our answer to the trivia question is Michigan. Michigan 49, Stanford nothing. Michigan 49, Stanford nothing. January 1st, 1902, Michigan, the first ever winner of the Rose Bowl. And so hopefully Nebraska will be the latest winner of the Rose Bowl here next month.
Do you see who played in that 1920 game?
Harvard 7, Oregon 6.
That was a good one, Harvard.
It was a knockdown, drag out, kick some extra points. Doug Duda, Mike Will, and Greg from Hastings joins us as he tries to bring home the Cunningham gift cards with a win here today. We've kind of got back on a win streak again, but already the winner of the prestigious Doug and Daddy t-shirt, the Big Daddy's Deli meal, of course, the combo meal at Big Daddy's Deli, two locations there in Hastings, one in Kearney. In to win the 70-inch HD TV and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. That's a lot. That's like a big Christmas gift. It's not the lottery, Greg, but it was awful close.
Oh, that's nice. It's awesome.
How's the college football season been treating you? Have you been picking some good ones?
Oh, it was good early, and then it's kind of started to even up on me a little.
Well, let's make some picks again. Limited number of games this championship weekend and the Big 12's final regular season weekend. But let's start with the MAC championship. Northern Illinois at Kent State. And to help you out, Northern Illinois is a 6-point favorite. Who do you like, Greg?
I like Northern Illinois.
Mike, I'm going to take Kent State. How about you?
I'll take Northern Illinois.
All right, the Pac-12 championship game tonight right here on ESPN Radio, UCLA at Stanford. I said it last week. I'll say it again. I'm taking Stanford. How about you?
I'll take Stanford as well.
Greg, who do you like? UCLA, Stanford. Greg, who do you like?
I like Stanford.
Tulsa. The Cody Green Show continues. Who do you like, Mike?
I'll take Tulsa.
I am going to take Central Florida. Ooh. So that leaves Greg with the selection. Let's see. He probably might want the point spread here. Central Florida and Tulsa. Where did I have that wrote down at? Tulsa is favored by a point. Who do you like in this one, Greg?
I'm going to take Tulsa.
Cincinnati at Connecticut, which apparently still has something to do with who goes to the Big East to BCS berth after Rutgers and Louisville last night. Cincinnati at Connecticut. Greg, who do you like?
I'm gonna take Cincinnati in that one.
I have taken Cincinnati. How about you, Mike?
I'll make it three in a row. Cincinnati.
Pittsburgh at South Florida. And I am going to take South Florida, although Pittsburgh is a six-point favorite. I've picked a couple of underdogs. I'm taking South Florida. Mike, who do you like?
I'm on the Pitt Panthers.
You're a favorite. You love the favorites. How about you, Greg?
I'm going with South Florida.
Let's get into some Big 12 games now. Oklahoma at TCU. In this football game, Oklahoma is favored by 6.5. And, Mike, who do you got?
I got the Sooners. Boomer Sooners, baby.
Who do you like, Greg?
Well, not necessarily like him, but I think Oklahoma will win.
Yeah, I got to make it a clean sweep here. I'm going to take the favorite in this one, Oklahoma. Texas at Kansas State, which becomes intriguing. K-State is favored in this game by about 10, 11 points. Will they bounce back, or will they do what they did after losing the Big 12 championship game and then getting beat by Purdue? Will they just go down the toilet? I'm going to let Greg pick first. Texas at Kansas State. What do you got, Greg?
K-State.
Michael?
Greg, this is one time I'm going to have to agree with you. Kansas State.
You know, I think Bill Snyder... Texas just hasn't shown much. If this was at Texas, I'd be a little bit more worried. Although this is the one game this week in my gut, I'm going, man, I've picked some of these double-digit dogs that have won straight up, and I am going to stay with Kansas State. Oklahoma State is at Baylor. Mike, who do you like?
I'll take Cowboys.
Oklahoma State is favored by 4.5. I am taking Baylor.
Ooh.
Greg, who do you like?
Wow, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with Baylor.
All right, the Bears, can they keep it going? Now we get to the championship games, the ACC championship, Florida State at Georgia Tech. I'm taking Florida State. Greg, who do you like?
I like Florida State.
And Mike?
I love Florida State.
And finally, before we get to the tiebreaker, the SEC championship, Alabama, Georgia. Again, here, just in the last few hours, I've started to think maybe Georgia can do this. Who do you like, Mike?
I'll take Alabama.
I took Alabama as well. Greg, who do you think?
Yeah, we're all going to be the same there. Not that I would mind us all losing.
That might not be the worst thing in the world. We could definitely come down with not as many games to choose from this week. It could definitely come down to the tiebreaker. Mike and I each have our scores written down for Nebraska, Wisconsin, and the Big Ten Championship. Greg, what is the total points for tomorrow's Big Ten Championship game going to be?
55.
He went higher than both of us. 55, says Greg in Hastings. I have picked Nebraska 27, Wisconsin 17. That is 44. Mike?
I have taken Nebraska 28, Wisconsin 24. That is 52 points. So I'm right in between you two.
Well, Greg, we appreciate it. Best of luck. See if we can pick up that season-ending Cunningham gift cards. And have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Greg in Hastings. Wrapping it up, we'll have more when bowl season rolls around with the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, so keep it with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But when we come back, wow, a lot more to talk about. We're going to catch up with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. But Andy from Midway is ready. He's fired up. He wants to talk a little football, and he wants to talk some great deals at the Midway Auto Dealership. Hey, on the road for the Big Ten Championship game here in Indianapolis, and Andy is with us because he just can't wait for kickoff, and in the meantime, he's helping everybody be happy. Everybody's smiling because Nebraska's playing football this week,
yeah.
And only two teams in the conference are, but you can make more people smile when they come by the lot.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, really excited. I think Tommy Frazier's going to have a great game this weekend, and Lawrence Phillips being back on the team and everything, Oh, my gosh, I was having a flashback to the glory years. We're playing in the national championship coming up, right?
Soon. What? It's baby steps. It's baby steps, just like you guys.
Oh, I know, no. It's awesome. No, I'm really excited. It's been great to finally see the progression of Taylor Martinez, and because I have been faithfully supporting him for the last 3 years, and it's just really nice to see that I don't have to get bashed anymore. He's doing a good job. A lot of positive things going on with him. And, it's going to be fun. We have a great team next year, too. So, hopefully we can get to at least 11 wins this year. 12 would be nice also. Get out there to sunny Pasadena. And hopefully we don't have to play the same game that we did like 4 months ago. That'd be kind of awkward, but...
anything that gets Nebraska there and keeps the fans happy.
Yes.
Keeps the customers happy.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, I wish I was going to be in Indianapolis.
Keep the employees happy.
You know, so the main goal is 4 o'clock kickoff on January 1st. That's the main goal. That's that Rose Bowl. But, no, we got some big stuff going on right now, too. And, you know, not to take away from the Husker game, but there's kind of a big sale going on. And what we have right now, and you know, the big thing is that I want everybody to understand, I was actually just kind of talking off air to Doug, and we actually just delivered a couple days ago a 2012 pre-owned Cadillac SRX to a couple out of Arizona. They actually found it on our website at thinkmidway.com. All the way from Arizona, we actually delivered out to the Denver International Airport. They actually just got off of the flight. They go ahead and pick up the vehicle, and they're driving back. And what's funny is then... actually, I think it is today, we're actually going ahead and delivering a vehicle out to Michigan. We actually had a guy who found this will sound crazy, it's a 2003 Mercury Marauder. They only made 11,000 of them in a two-year time frame with 40,000 miles on it, everything original. And this guy's actually, we're delivering it out to Michigan. So the power of the web, and that's one of the things we've really put a lot of stake into. We've actually gone ahead and upgraded our facilities to make sure our pictures look better on the thinkmidway.com webpage. A lot of big stuff going on next month. We got that PBR rodeo coming up. But the nice part about that certified pre-owned, too, is what people have really come to enjoy and love about it is you can get certified pre-owned at a lot of different places. The biggest difference with us is it normally when you go to a General Motors facility, the only stuff that can be certified is the General Motors product. If you go to Midway Auto dealerships, whether it's Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram or Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we could have a Toyota, a Honda, an Audi. We could have, you know, a Dodge on a Chevy lot, and it can all be certified because we truly control it. What that comes with is a two-year or to the odometer reaches 100,000 miles of powertrain coverage, along with 2 years of roadside assistance, plus a six-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive coverage and a 30-day exchange privilege. What that means is if you pick the wrong car, you don't like the car, inside of 30 days, we'll give you full retail what you paid for it, trade you back into another certified pre-owned car, and that's usually where it would stop. But we take it a little bit further. Along with the Midway Advantage, you get the year free of maintenance, which is 4 oil changes, 2 tire rotations, and then a lifetime supply of car washes every Saturday morning. Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful, and it is, because it just really is. But, folks, you could be buying a 2005 Chevrolet Trailblazer with 76,000 miles, and everything that I just told you comes on that vehicle. Where else can you buy an 8-year-old vehicle with 70,000 miles and get another 30,000 miles of powertrain coverage, lifetime supply of car washes, year free of maintenance? It's what we do. This is how we really separate ourselves from the rest of the competition. In this day and age, I think you would have to be pretty egotistical to sit here and say, well, I am not going to choose to do things differently than everybody else, but I expect to have different results. You really have to step out there and do it.
Well, we already know, and I've been talking all year and for a lot longer than that about how you drive up beside or behind somebody at a light that says Midway, and they're smiling. You're in traffic, they're smiling because they're driving a Midway. So we know you're taking care of the folks here. Now folks everywhere from Michigan to Arizona in between, they're coming to Midway. Why wouldn't you check it out at Midway? And whether it's new, whether it's pre-owned, whether you drop by the lot, whether you check it out online, you're going to find out what you need to know.
Oh, 100%. And I think the biggest difference between the way we do business and a lot of other places is I would say 80 to 85% of the people end up buying a different vehicle than what they originally set out to purchase. Because here's the deal. You know, I always talk to my guys about not taking for granted that we're in the car business. We understand things a little bit better than maybe a customer. So part of our job is to get you inside, sit you down, ask you those tough questions so we can figure out what works the best. And when you have 280 new vehicles to choose from in a two-block radius and 220 pre-owned vehicles to choose from in a two-block radius, that's 500 total vehicles. Chances are we're going to have something that's going to meet the bill.
Folks, stop by and see them at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Andy, as always, thanks for the time. Enjoy the football game.
Oh, it's going to be big. I love it.
It's great. It's Big Ten Championship. We've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show here from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth coming up right after this.
Paul Spady Buick of Hastings wishes you and your family the best this holiday season and offers you a year of free oil changes with any new Buick purchase. Happy holidays. Paul Spady Buick of Hastings on North Highway 281.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports for apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham Sports, like the Nike VR Straight Fit Tour Fairway Woods for only $79.99. Or save 50% on the Sure Shot basketball game from Metal Sports, now only $99.99. Ladies, keep cozying the plush robe from Body Candy for only $11.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains, heartburn, or acid reflux? Are you looking to lose weight? Listen to this.
This is Mark Sintek from Ord, Nebraska. On the Yoli Better Body System, in just a few short weeks, I have lost my back pain, my shoulder pain, and my arthritis. I used to not to be able to stand up for 20 or 30 minutes, and then my back would start aching and I'd have to sit down. Now, on several occasions, I have stood for 2, 3, 4 hours with no back pain. I couldn't walk 3 laps around the track and my back would ache. Now I can walk 2 to 3 miles. My triglycerides went from 431 to an even 100. I sleep at least 8 to 9 hours per night. And oh, by the way, I've also lost 32 pounds. I'm able to keep the weight off without feeling hungry. Yoli, the Better Body System with the amazing Alkaleek product, gets rid of the acidity in your body from the foods that we eat and drink.
Find out more. Go to TriCityBetterBody.com. That's TriCityBetterBody.com.
Santa's reindeer may travel many miles this Christmas, but no package, however brightly wrapped, can express a more heartfelt thank you for your business over the past year. From Carl and the gang at Statler Implement in Minden.
The Doug and Daddy Show with the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth live from the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis with our continuing coverage of Nebraska's first ever appearance in a Big Ten football championship game as they take on Wisconsin tomorrow night at 7:15. Doug Duda along with Mike Will, we're glad to have you along with us. We'll be back here again tomorrow from noon to 2 o'clock, leading you up to the Husker Sports Network 5 hours of pregame on the Breeze 94.5.
So actually you can wake up tomorrow and get 7 hours of pregame, two with us and then five more with the Husker Sports Network. Then if we don't cover it all, then we'll get you into the game at 7 o'clock.
But what we get to do is we get to talk with a lot of cool people no matter what the sport is. But Adam Rittenberg, folks follow him religiously as the Big Ten blogger on ESPN.com. He's making his way into Indianapolis for this afternoon's press conferences and tomorrow's championship games. And Adam, thanks for the time again on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're getting fired up for the game tomorrow, and I want to start off right there. Your thought on the keys to the game tomorrow, not even the keys, just your overall thought on Nebraska-Wisconsin going into tomorrow night.
Well, I think the game itself is going to be close. You just look at the histories of these two teams this season. Wisconsin's been in every game this year, even the ones they've lost. You know, five losses by a total of 19 points, including three in overtime, and obviously the one in Lincoln. You know, the Huskers have had this season of comebacks. I mean, four second-half comebacks by double digits down. So, you know, it just seems to be lining up to be another very entertaining game itself. Now, as far as what it means nationally, it means nothing. What it means for a lot of fans, it doesn't mean a whole lot. But I think the game itself is going to be exciting, and that'll be good for the folks who are there, who are watching on TV.
Now, Adam, talk about Wisconsin a little bit. This is kind of a different team than the Huskers saw earlier this year, aren't they?
Well, they have a different quarterback. It's their third quarterback now in Kirk Phillips versus Joel Stave, who was still, you know, early in his starting career when you guys saw him in Lincoln. So it's definitely a different Wisconsin team than we saw the past couple of years when they were setting records on the offensive side of the ball. They've been inconsistent, to say the least, on the offensive line. They've had some really strong performances in games. They've had some poor performances, and they've been good in games and bad in games in the same game. We saw that last week against Penn State. They were good at the beginning, good at the very end, and not so good in the middle. But I think Kurt Phillips, how he performs in this game is going to be key. You know, he's now had a couple starts under his belt. He's thrown the ball decently at times. Moves around okay, even though he's had multiple knee surgeries. So I think he's a big key for Wisconsin if they want to outscore a very, very good Nebraska offense.
Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com, bops around the entire conference. Got a chance to see him a couple of times at Husker games this year. And if you check out the blog today, Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio and Bill O'Brien from Penn State both kind of give their takes and a little scouting report. Did you learn anything that you really hadn't – they bring up anything interesting, did you think?
Well, I mean, Mark, you know, I actually talked to Mark and Brian Bennett, my colleague, talked to Bill, and you know, Mark just kind of reiterated how close these teams are. I mean, they're three wins apart in the record, but really, I mean, you saw the game in Lincoln, how close that was, and how Wisconsin's been in all their games, and really the entire Big Ten has been such a league of parity this year with no dominant team. Even Ohio State, despite going 12-0, hasn't been overly dominant. So I think both guys are expecting a good game. They both stressed the strength of the coaching staffs led by defensive-oriented coaches in Pelini and Bielema. And, from talking to D'Antonio, he talked about the differences between the two defenses with Nebraska running a more of a man scheme and Wisconsin relying a little bit more on their zone.
Talking with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What about Baker Steinkuhler? Let's talk about him. He's not expected to play in the ball game tomorrow night. How much of an impact is that going to have on the Nebraska defense?
Yeah, it's a significant impact. I mean, in baseball, managers always talk about up the middle defense, and it's the same way in football. Your defensive tackle, your middle linebacker, and your safeties are all vitally important to what you want to do on that side of the ball. So it's going to be a team effort, it sounds like, to replace Baker. He's a multi-year starter. He started every game this year. So I think Wisconsin's definitely going to try to go right at those new players, whether it's Rome or Randall or even a guy like Meredith moving inside and make them make plays. I think if Wisconsin has to run to the outside, even with some good players like James White, I think Nebraska has the advantage there because they're so good in the secondary and their linebackers have played pretty well this year, especially in the second half of Big Ten play. But I would definitely expect the Badgers to go right at the middle of that Husker defensive line without Steinkuhler in the game.
On the other side, the name to kind of watch out for is Wisconsin linebacker Mike Taylor. He is a man, Adam.
Yeah, no, Mike has had a great couple years, and it's really him and Chris Borland. Chris Borland, you saw how much the coaches respect him by putting him on the first team all Big Ten ahead of guys like Jake Ryan and Ryan Shazier, who had a lot, some better statistics, but the combination of Taylor and Borland really is probably the best, if not one of the best linebacking crews in the Big Ten. Taylor has been a tackling machine, especially in the games against Nebraska, and Borland is just a natural playmaker. He's done that his entire career. He earned Big Ten Freshman of the Year honors, forces a bunch of fumbles. He's really good in pass coverage, and Taylor has been always around the ball the last couple of years. So I definitely expect to see a lot of 53 and 44 when Nebraska's running the ball tomorrow night.
The Wisconsin offense, we heard this morning that the Abadaris, the wide receiver, was not going to play. Is that the case? And talk about the absence of him on the Wisconsin offense.
Yeah, that's significant. You know, we'll have to ask Brett Bielema about that a little bit later today, but that's a significant loss because he is really by far their best wide receiver and has been the top target for all three of their quarterbacks, O'Brien, Stave, and Kurt Phillips. So it makes it tougher for Wisconsin to have some sort of balance. You know they're going to run the ball. That's going to be their bread and butter. But they're going to have to get other guys involved in the passing game. The wide receiver position is not overly deep there for the Badgers. They have a good tight end in Jacob Pedersen and a pretty good fullback in Derek Watt. They get those guys involved in the passing game. I also think it'll be important to try to get the running backs involved, whether it's Amani Ball or James White. But Abadaris has been outstanding the past couple of years, all Big Ten type player, and obviously a very good punt returner as well.
Is Wisconsin doing some things differently on offense? We heard they're running some of Vera Reed type stuff now instead of the straight ahead stuff. Are they running something differently than they had earlier this year?
Yeah, I would definitely say since last year. I mean, they have a new offensive coordinator in Matt Canada. They do a lot of pre-snap motion, trying to get a sense of the defense. And there are some different things formationally that they are doing this year that they certainly weren't doing the last couple of years with Paul Chryst. And you know, their offensive line was better the last couple of years, but they also had a better quarterback than they have now. But I do think you see a little bit more variety of looks from Wisconsin if you're an opposing defense this year.
Adam Rittenberg with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, live from the Courtyard Marriott here in beautiful Indianapolis, where the Big Ten championship game is tomorrow. The consensus from everyone we've talked to throughout the week seems to be that if Nebraska wins the turnover battle, doesn't leave the ball either on the turf or Taylor Martinez throws interceptions. And interesting stat is, as Adam has pointed out, Nebraska has fumbled 32 times this season. They've lost 20. Taylor Martinez, the most fumbles in Division I this season, the third straight year that he's either had the most or tied for the most. If that doesn't happen, is there any way Wisconsin can win this game?
I think it's going to be tough. I mean, Wisconsin, like I said earlier, has been in every game, and they've actually played really good defense the last couple of weeks. If you watch what they did to stop Braxton Miller in Ohio State, followed by the game against Penn State last week, that's a good Penn State offense that they held in check, although they did allow way too many rushing yards, which is something to watch out for tomorrow night. But I would agree. I think Nebraska is the better team. They're the more talented team, but they're also the sloppier team, and they've been a good sloppy team this year. They have to take care, better care of the ball, I think, without a doubt, in their bowl game, and certainly it's going to be a big part of the plan tomorrow night to try to avoid those turnovers that just allow inferior teams to hang in games. We've seen that before with Nebraska this year.
Well, what about Wisconsin? I don't know if sloppy is the word you can use, but they don't really sustain drives. Their third down conversion, not very good.
No, I don't think sloppy is the word, but I think you can definitely say inefficient. They were an extremely efficient offense the past 2 years when they set records. You know, they would get in plus territory and they would score touchdowns. They would get in the red zone and it would be an automatic touchdown. Now it's not so much the case. I mean, the Ohio State game, a game that I covered in Madison, they consistently crossed the midfield line and they couldn't score points. And it was just hard to believe a Wisconsin offense with their tradition up front and with their running backs just could not get in the end zone and really couldn't convert those good drives into any sort of points. So that's going to be important. Wisconsin's offensive efficiency, you know, especially if they do get some takeaways, can they convert those into points and capitalize when they are in Nebraska territory?
What about playing a team twice in one season? Doug has pulled up some interesting stats here. What about playing a team twice in one season?
You know, it depends. I mean, it doesn't happen a whole lot. It was funny to see the other two teams that Nebraska's played twice in the season. I don't think either of those teams are around anymore. But, you know, again, I think it's tough. It's always a little bit tougher to beat a team the second time. But these teams are familiar with each other now. They've played, you know, twice the last 2 years in the Big Ten as the third meeting. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot that they're not going to be prepared for. It's just about, you know, again, like coaches say, execution, turnovers, who makes plays in special teams. That's one area we haven't talked about. I think Nebraska has a bit of an edge there with Maher as the kicker, although Wisconsin does have a threat on kick returns in Kenzel Doe, a little guy, but very, very fast. Someone for Nebraska to watch out for.
Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger from ESPN.com. It's been 116 years since Nebraska beat the same team twice in a season. Doan, Omaha YMCA, and Nebraska Wesleyan back in the 1800s. Ironically, they would maybe have the opportunity to beat it, to play a team because they lost to UCLA, but they could play two teams twice in a season, which would be ironic. Adam, my last question, because if everything goes zero turnovers each way, it would seem the only way that Wisconsin could win is to get one of those career performances from Monte Ball, who just he set the record for career touchdowns in the last game out, but obviously this season didn't live up to the hype that he developed last season. Is he still a great football player, or do they just not have the pieces to go around him this year?
Oh, without a doubt. He's an exceptional football player, and anyone who says otherwise is out of their mind. He did not have the offensive line this year that he had the past 2 years, didn't have the quarterback play. It was a new system with a lot of new coaches, but he is still one of the best running backs in the country, Doak Walker finalist. And I think he's a guy that we'll appreciate more when he's gone, when we're looking back at what he did, especially last season with the touchdowns. It was from the number standpoint, one of the best seasons that I can remember. And, you know, again, we'll just have to see which Wisconsin offense shows up tomorrow night, whether it is the one we saw against Purdue and Indiana, certainly inferior teams than Nebraska. But if it's that type of offense, they can be dominant. If it's the one that we saw struggle, you know, for much of the year in the Big Ten, I think Nebraska comes out of there with a victory.
Adam, we look forward to seeing you this weekend in Indianapolis. We'll see you at the press conference later today. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger from ESPN.com. Joining me, Doug Duda and Mike Will here from the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Rick Pizzo from the Big Ten Network is going to give us his analyzation of this second Big Ten championship game in the conference history. We need to take a break, and we'll do that. Back with more from Indianapolis right after this.
This is Sean Callahan. My Husker Radio Report is next on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works. I'll tell you the latest from Husker practice after this from T&L.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. It's championship week here in Lincoln as Nebraska gets ready to travel to Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game on Saturday. Offensive line coach Barney Cotton said that staff has done their best to try to keep this as normal of a week as possible.
I mean, we're all very aware of, you know, what we're playing for, but it's, again, it's been a very business-like, pretty calm approach. We're doing the things that got us here, and now it's just up to us as we get closer to game time to, you know, to do everything we need to do before game time and go play.
When it comes to playing for a championship, wide receivers coach Rich Fisher was on a championship team at Colorado, and he shared some of those stories with his players this week as they get ready to travel to Indy.
You know, you can't get wrapped up in all the hype of the game. At the end of the day, when the whistle blows, you got to go out there and do what you've been coached to do and play hard and play aggressive, play clean, and have fun while you're doing it.
Kickoff for Saturday's game is set for 7:17 p.m. Reporting with the Nebraska football team here in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
I'll bring you more Husker news every weekday at 7:55 and 12:55, brought to you by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 a.m.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on from the Courtyard Marriott, our accommodations here for the Big Ten Championship in 2012. Doug Duda along with Mike Will. Glad to have you along with us. We're back again tomorrow from 12 noon until 2 o'clock, followed by the SEC Championship game here on ESPN. And we'll turn it over to the Husker Sports Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And Rick Pizzo, who has had a chance to join us previously on the show from the Big Ten Network, joins us live and in person, and they've got a lot going on with the Big Ten Network for the fans that are just getting ready to fly out of Nebraska to get out here. Rick, great to have you back on the program. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure to see you guys in person as opposed to just voice. And yeah, fans are already starting to turn out. I mean, obviously there's a lot of red with both Wisconsin and Nebraska, but it seems like Husker Nation probably going to be more well represented since it's their first trip to the championship game. We saw Wisconsin here a year ago.
Let me start there because Mike brought this up earlier. In a rarity, Nebraska did turn back some tickets. I don't ever remember that really ever happening. Last year, we weren't here. If I remember right, it wasn't a sellout. It was easy to get a ticket. What was it like last year? What are you expecting tomorrow?
Yeah, it was easy to get a ticket. It'll be easy to get a ticket this year as well. I saw a very interesting tweet earlier this week that listed some of the cheapest Big Ten championship tickets you get on StubHub. $9. Now, to make us feel a little bit better, the ACC was $6. I think the MAC was like $2.50. But listen, it's a gigantic stadium. It's a city in Indianapolis that I think to some fan bases doesn't necessarily have the Big Ten ties. And it's not a home game. I mean, if you're going to a home game at Memorial Stadium, you know exactly what you're going to get. You know exactly the fan base. You know exactly what you're going to have to do to get there and get back. So do I think it's going to be a sellout? No. That being said, last year's wasn't either. And I can tell you from being on the field, the atmosphere and the noise level was still pretty incredible.
So if you don't have a ticket, don't worry about it. Get in your
car. Come on by. I don't think it'll be too tough.
Talk about what you guys are doing here. I know you got a lot of things going on at the convention center and things over there. Talk about that.
Yeah, very cool. We have a couple hours today from 4 to 6 local time and tomorrow from 12 to 2 as well, where we basically sit down and have an open table conversation with four of our different football analysts, all of whom represent and played at different Big Ten schools, just talking about the game in general. We do a nice question and answer session, give away some tickets at the end, and, of course, we'll have pregame reports tonight on the Football Report, both from our studio in Chicago and here in Indianapolis. Then we do a full hour on Saturday night before the game, 6:30 to 7:30 Eastern, and then a full hour after the game as well.
Rick, let's step outside of the championship game for just a minute here, because obviously you guys have had a lot to talk about with expansion now going on. At first we thought we had settled in, then all of a sudden Rutgers and Maryland are in, and everybody is under the impression that's not the end of it. Inside the Big Ten Network studios, what's the talk?
The talk is that this is not the end of it. I mean, 14 is a funny number, and I think everybody's in a race to get to 16. We started talking about this 2 years ago and the possibility of having these four 16-team super conferences, and it looks more and more like that's the way college football is headed. And right now, you need to be one of those conferences that is stable, that is adding instead of subtracting. Right now, the Big 12 has to be extremely nervous. The Big East is obviously in total disarray. So now you have this race with the ACC, the SEC, the Big 10, and the Pac-12, which will shortly be the slash 14-16, to get to 16 and have the best possible 16 so that when the rest of those teams are left out in the cold, you have the 16 that you want already in the fold.
And we had Mike Babcock from Hail Varsity on earlier, and he talked about having 20 teams in the Big 10. And we can get back to the 10 and 10, the one division with 10, one division with 10. Do you see a Big Ten conference with 20 teams?
No, I don't think right now I can see it going bigger than 16, just because if you think about it, the model in my mind that worked best, at least for the NCAA basketball tournament, was 64 teams. So the idea being thrown around right now, I think inside conference offices that you're not hearing a lot about is, do you get to those four 16-team super conferences and you tell the NCAA, let's make a deal. You step out completely of the bowl process. You're not making any money on these bowls anyway. You go ahead and do with those remaining teams that are not among those 64 power conference teams what you do with the FCS teams. Run your own playoff for those teams, and we're going to go ahead and run the BCS our own way. We're going to run our national championship games. I floated this around the office a couple of years ago. People laughed at me, thought I was crazy. Now, maybe not so crazy. I would not be shocked within 3 to 5 years if that's where college football is at.
Rick Pizzo, Big Ten Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Mike Will from Indianapolis. Who makes sense to be the next two teams? Not maybe who are going to be the next two teams. Who makes sense? Because from Nebraska, you know, it would seem like you got to bring somebody in from a Kansas or a Kansas State or whoever, but who makes the most sense?
Well, I think when you look at what the league is looking at when they're adding these teams, the number one thing seems to be demographics. Where are the growing areas? That's why
television
Maryland
market.
And Rutgers was so big. Television market number two. If the BTN is able to get into the DC and New York markets, like we're eventually able to get into Chicago and the rest of the Big Ten markets, that's massive. So if you look at that, to me, the number one school that meets those two criteria plus has the academics the Big Ten is looking for is Georgia Tech, because I think the ACC is struggling, and then you have the Atlanta market. Then you have a foothold in the Southeast. Now, if you're going to go to 16 from there, then you have to have something closer to Nebraska. You have to have something closer to Iowa. Is that a Kansas? Do you make a play at an Oklahoma and hope the Pac-12 doesn't grab them? I don't know that the 16th team has to be the demographic and television market, but one of the next two teams will be. And that's why I really think Georgia Tech, to me, is the most logical next move for the Big Ten.
Kansas State? Can we see Kansas State again?
You know, I think there's going to be some academic questions, though. You have to remember that as well. They want all the schools to be part of the AAU, part of the CIC as well. Those are two very highly esteemed academic organizations for the league. And obviously, if you're not in that when you join, I think Nebraska actually had an issue, dropped out, and then maybe came back in, or at least was in when the Big Ten first got them. That's really important, the conference office.
Well, let's get back to the championship game. Everybody we've talked to all week long, if Nebraska can eliminate the turnovers, this shouldn't be a problem for them to win the football game. What are some of the other things that you see
Well, they're going to have to solve the center position. I mean, when you lose your starting center like they did last week in Jackson, what does that do to Taylor Martinez's confidence? And what does that do to that A-gap protection? Because I went back and watched some film of Nebraska, and when Martinez gets in trouble is when he's throwing off that back foot. And he throws off that back foot when the opposing defense is able to get pressure through the A-gap on either side of the center. So if you have a new center in there that's having trouble communicating with the guards and tackles and calling out those protections and putting a little bit of extra pressure on Martinez to take that extra split second to think, that's where Wisconsin's strongest is, at the D-tackle position and at the inside linebacker position. They blitz really well from there. So that's a one concern for me for Nebraska. Can they make sure that they control that A-gap? Because if they don't and pressure comes from there, that's where Taylor Martinez gets in trouble when he throws the ball off that back foot.
How does Wisconsin win this game?
Wisconsin wins this game if somehow they're able to establish any type of pass game. Nebraska's pass defense was probably the most underrated defensive unit, not only in the Big Ten, but maybe in the nation. Yeah. I mean, throughout conference play, their pass defense was amazing. So with Wisconsin, you have a third-string quarterback in Kurt Phillips, who's a fifth-year guy that had never thrown a collegiate game pass until just 3 weeks ago. This is the stage he faces this week, and probably without Jared Aberderis, their top wideout, who insists he's going to play but reports today say otherwise, that he's not going to be able to suit up. Where are they going to throw the football? If they find a way to throw the football, and I don't mean he has to go for 300 yards. He has to be able to go for 150, yeah, maybe 200 yards. If they can do that, they can keep this a football game. If they become completely one-dimensional, it's Monty Ball, and more Monty Ball, there's no way they're able to win the football game.
Aberderis, by the way, 7 receptions, 142 yards, and a touchdown the first time around.
He was the big man as they held a Wisconsin to just 56 total yards, and it was a big day for Martinez and Burkhead and Abdullah, all three running the football. On paper, it seems like a mismatch. Rick Pizzo, Big Ten Network, I'll get you out of here with this. It's better for the conference if Nebraska wins, right?
It's better for the conference if Nebraska wins and wins the Rose Bowl. Yeah. You're not going to get a lot of credit, let's be honest, for winning this game, okay? Wisconsin has had to say, we're not apologizing for being in this game. We didn't get Penn State on sanctions. We didn't get Ohio State in trouble. We won the games we had to win to get here. So it's unfair for Nebraska, but they're not going to get a lot of credit for winning this game. They have to go to the Rose Bowl. They have to beat either Stanford or UCLA, and then they have to get some help from the rest of the league. They have to have one or two of these other teams in the Cap One, the Outback, or the Gator knock off an SEC team or knock off a well-respected team, because then what that does is changes the national perception of the league a little bit, and if your national perception is better, then your conference champion and your Rose Bowl champion gets a whole lot more respect.
Outstanding stuff. Again, one more time, if folks are coming into Indianapolis where they can see the Big Ten Network, where they can see you guys live.
FanFest at the Convention Center, 4 to 6 on Friday and 12 to 2 on Saturday. And, of course, you can check us out if you can't get here. Tune in 6:30 Eastern on Saturday night for an hour of pregame coverage.
Rick Pizzo, Big Ten Network, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy your time here.
My pleasure, guys. Will do.
We'll take a break here from Indianapolis. Be back with more as we head towards the top of the hour from Indianapolis after this timeout.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Come on in and get a great buy when you visit DrivePlumCreek.com from your home computer and see Plum Creek Motors today.
When prices are so high, they're getting you down. You need to come to the best place in town. Come on and get a great buy. Great buy. Come on and get a great buy.
You always get a great buy when you see Plum Creek Motors in Lexington. Plus, when you visit DrivePlumCreek.com online, you get to browse through a tremendous inventory of Central Nebraska's largest full-line General Motors dealer. And remember, if they don't have it at Plum Creek Motors, they can get it for you. The year's best deals are closer than you think, because right now it's easier than ever when you go online and see DrivePlumCreek.com. Let them put you in the driver's seat today. 1111 Plum Creek Parkway, across from the Dawson County Fairgrounds, Lexington.
Come on and get a great buy!
Plum Creek Motors, online at driveplumcreek.com. Save big today.
Breeze nips into a storm this Friday. Jared Shafford has the call with a 7-10 pregame on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
The Tri-City Storm have won 5 games in a row and have moved into 4th place in the standings. Currently the longest winning streak in the USHL, the Storm head to Fargo this weekend for 2 games with the Force.
Then the Storm moves to Classic Hits 98.9 FM Saturday for a 6:45 pregame. The Breeze, 94.5 Friday. Classic Hits 98.9 Saturday.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs? Thumbing your way to Vegas, dirty, and dreaming of the other side.
The Doug and Danny Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you here from the Courtyard Marriott today. We'll be back here tomorrow from 12 to 2 Central leading up to the SEC Championship game here on ESPN. And the Breeze 94.5 at 2 o'clock will take over with the Husker Sports Network and pregame coverage. Let's go to the Dent Pumper inbox here. And Kurt says from Hastings, great show today, guys. I'd like to hear more of Mike Will on your show. Are you related?
That's because I'm the smarter one of the bucks. That's why he wants to hear that.
Said, love to hear from Mike Babcock and would love to hear from Big Daddy again. Thanks for doing such a great job bringing the sports news out. Well, thanks, Kurt, for the kind words. And, folks, there's all kinds of fun here in Indianapolis. I want to go see these guys as well. We have fun with our friends down there in Omaha on Sportsmanlike Conduct, 1620 The Zone. They've got two of their programs broadcasting live here from Omaha. Michael Severe is over in line trying to get his credentials to let him into the game, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Michael, how's it going? How's the line over there?
Doing good. Well, we haven't gotten the line yet. We're just walking around the building. It's, I believe, one of the biggest buildings in the history of the world. We're walking around that right now to get to the gate. We haven't gotten there yet.
Can you give us a tip on our little journey over there? We're heading over there very soon. How do we get to Lucas Oil? And just talk about that building a little bit.
Well, you know, pretty much Indianapolis is centered around Meridian Street. As long as you're on Meridian, you seem to be fine. But you take Meridian, the capital down here, takes you right to the stadium. And then you need to go to the south side of the stadium. The north side is the side facing where you guys are right now. You got to go to the other side, southeast corner, and that's where you get it. But like I said, I mean, I think you can see this thing from space. It is enormous.
Well, I pointed out to Mike when we were flying in last night, you could see it. You can't always tell, but you could see it last night when we're flying in at dusk. You guys have already put one show in the book here from Indianapolis. You've got another one to go. We're starting to see a lot more fans roll in now. How do you see, at least at this early point, the fans in town and the feeling and the atmosphere so far?
I tweeted a little while ago. We saw our first Wisconsin fan. We got in yesterday morning right around 10:30, got the rental car, went over to the hotel, saw no Wisconsin fans, had Nebraska fans, of course, on our plane. Then we went over today and went to the Indianapolis Speedway, and there were, you know, several tours out there, a few hundred people. And every person was a Nebraska fan. There's no Wisconsin fans anywhere. I've seen one Wisconsin fan over at the restaurant below where we're doing our show at the Pill to Kill. But that's it. I mean, just Nebraska fans, no Wisconsin fans. Even the tour guide at the Speedway said he's noticed he's seen no Wisconsin people so far. So either they're late arriving or they're not coming.
Yeah, we saw a couple of Wisconsin fans here in our facility earlier today. Last night, Doug and I out in the town a little bit, nothing but Husker fans, and they were whooping it up. Tell you what, some of the guys that were partying up last night, they might miss the game on Saturday.
Should we be concerned the Huskers turn back tickets, Michael? I think we'll still have a good crowd, won't we?
No, it's secondary ticket market. I feel bad for the university, but honestly, you're going to pay $80 to get a ticket that's probably not the best seat in the world, when you can go on a StubHub and get tickets from $14 to $40 and pick where you want to get your ticket. I mean, it's simply a secondary market kind of thing. I don't think it has anything to do with fans not going. I think they don't want to pay the $80. And traditionally, the seats that have been given to the universities have been pretty bad, you know, up in corners and stuff. So I understand why people aren't buying from the university.
Yeah, they've wised up. Michael Severe joins us from Unsportsmanlike Conduct, 1620 The Zone in Omaha, over at Lucas Oil Stadium. Their show goes from 2 to 6 today at the Tilt Kilt here in Indianapolis. He can also see his predictions weekly with Sean Callahan and Husker Online. Give us your analyzation of this football game.
I'm concerned about the loss of Bickerstein Kuhl. I'm concerned about the loss of Justin Jackson. I think it's going to be difficult for Nebraska to be able to stop Wisconsin running the ball without a lot of depth in the defensive tackle spot. I have a bad feeling about this game. I'm not saying it's difficult to beat a team twice. That's not true. It happens in the NFL all the time. But I think when you lose two guys that are as important on the lines, I think Burkhead will have a nice day. I think if Martinez can hold it down to two fumbles or less, then you got a pretty good chance. But I wouldn't be surprised if Wisconsin runs for a lot of yards against Nebraska. And then I don't mind Kirk Phillips. I think he's pretty serviceable. He's smart. He's been there for 5 years, gone through a lot of adversity, and finally got his chance. I mean, overall, in the Rivals pick, I picked Wisconsin to win 27-23.
There's our first Wisconsin pick. And I can see, I can see a 21-point swing one way or the other. I don't think either team wins by 21, but I can see just a drop ball here or there or a turnover being that big of a swing in this football game. Michael Sevier with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What is it? Do you see the pressure? We've talked about this. It seems to me that there would be pressure on this Nebraska football team because all they've talked about is winning a conference championship. You think there's pressure?
I think there's always going to be pressure. You got a situation where at the end of last year, Bo Pelini told us all they had to do some things differently. Coming off that South Carolina game where I think he felt they were outplayed and maybe even quit a little bit in the second half, he said we got to do things differently, and they did. During all offseason, they did things differently. They did the thing with the Navy SEALs. They've done everything to lead up to this point to get to this game to win this game. So, of course, there's pressure. There's pressure on Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin's got to try to save their season. They win this game, then you don't worry as much about the losses they had because you're going to the Rose Bowl. So there's pressure on both sides. But I think Nebraska and Wisconsin both will handle the pressure fine. I think it's a reasonably low-scoring game, and as you mentioned, it's going to come down to who turns it over less. And what we've seen all season long, Nebraska has turned the ball over more than their opponents, and that's one of the main reasons why I think that Wisconsin has a good chance to win this game.
Is Nebraska a good football team, a great football team, or an average football team as we sit today?
They are a very good football team. They are great offense when they're not turning the ball over. I mean, literally a great offense. They've got the best skill players in the Big Ten. I'll put them up against anybody. I think that'll show out in about 2 years. When the draft comes around, you'll see some really good offensive players in Nebraska going. They're very good. If they win this game and go to the Rose Bowl and win the Rose Bowl, I would have to say that they're a great team. They wouldn't be among, you know, the top 10 greatest teams in Nebraska history, but they'd be great because they won a Rose Bowl. How many have done that? None.
Yeah, exactly. And the top 10, they'd end up in the top 10 as well. And Michael, last thing, some of my luck has far-reaching effects, and I hope you don't directly blame me, but yesterday I hardly make any dropping ads in my fantasy football, but I dropped the Atlanta Falcon defense and picked up the Jets, and that I'm sure directly went to 5 Drew Brees interceptions last night for your New Orleans Saints.
Don't worry, man. I did not expect the Saints to win the game. I picked Atlanta. I thought Atlanta would cover and the under. I had a good night last night. Saints will be back in 2013, baby. Next year. Next year's our year.
Hey, Michael, we'll see you later on today. Thanks for giving us some time.
No problem. Thanks, Doug.
Take care. Michael Sevier joining us here on from Unsportsmanlike Conduct, 1620 The Zone. Our friends in Omaha joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, check them out at Tilted Kilt. We'll be back here at the Courtyard Marriott tomorrow. A couple of other notes. We're here from 12 to 2. Let's recap a little bit of what happened today. UNK Volleyball, they're going to play Southwestern Minnesota 5 o'clock this afternoon. Go to Lopers.com to find out how you can view that for free. Husker Volleyball team will play the final ever match at the NU Coliseum tonight at 7. It's on Nebraska Educational Television against Northern Iowa, who upset Kansas State, 25th-ranked Kansas State yesterday. And Hastings College, after getting the miracle at the Tyson Event Center last night, just to get into play today, they were playing after midnight last night. Had to play in the round of 16 after pool play ended last night. At 10 o'clock this morning, they beat Lee University of Tennessee in 4 sets. And now what's next, Mike?
They've got a matchup with a number one ranked team in the nation, and that's coming up at 5:45 this afternoon.
And you can hear that on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. We have high school basketball between Lincoln Lutheran and Kearney Catholic tonight from Cope Gymnasium starting at 6 on Classic Hits 98.9. Tri-City Storm go for their 6th and potentially tomorrow's 7th consecutive win there in Fargo. And tonight's game is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So we have got you covered from wall to wall in sports. Final comment for today, Mike?
Yeah, where are we eating?
Also want to remind you the press conference is coming up today from Lucas Oil Stadium, 2:30 this afternoon. We will anchor that coverage for you, and you'll hear from Wisconsin coach Brett Bielema and, of course, Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini today from Lucas Oil Stadium at 2:30 if all goes according to plan. One other thing that we want to pass along at this time as we bring this Friday show to an end, and Kurt brought this up. Everyone at Platte River Radio, everyone here at ESPN, a lot of folks know Big Daddy. They know Tony Davis, who had a promotion in his what we call real job this summer, and no longer had the time to give to the show, to which he did such a great job. Our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his entire family, his brother Reggie, his parents, Scott and Renee. Tony lost his brother earlier this week, a very emotional time for Tony, and we just want to close the show today saying that, big fella, you're in our thoughts and in our prayers, and we'll see you real soon. So, folks, we want to say thanks to everybody that joined us today. Ed Soraz, the president of the RFA, RFA 5 tonight at the Viero Events Center. Mike Babcock of Hale Varsity. Michael Severe from 1620 The Zone. Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger from ESPN.com. And Rick Pizzo from the Big Ten Network. A lot more tomorrow with a special Saturday Doug and Daddy Show live from the Courtyard Marriott in the heart of Indianapolis, where the Big Ten Championship game is tomorrow night. Mike, we'll see you then.
Okay.
For Jeff Babel and Mike Will, I'm Doug Duda. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!